Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At his coming, that is, at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. That's the ending of the third ecumenical creed. It's part of our written confession as a church body. It's printed in our hymnal for use in divine services. And you just confessed it with your lips to be the truth. But do you believe it? Those are difficult words. If you don't believe it, you're not alone among those who are members of Christian churches that confess the ecumenical creeds. You're not correct, you're in error, but you're not alone. Perhaps you do believe the words or want to believe them, but struggle to understand them. In that, you're certainly not alone either. In the gospel lesson that you heard, one of the leaders of the Jews who had the Old Testament scriptures in his hands, who had studied them and knew them, doesn't understand what he is teaching the people. He doesn't understand God's economy or God's plan of salvation in Jesus Christ. Jesus speaks to him of baptism and of being born again by the Spirit in order to see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus thinks that Jesus is talking about entering into his mother's womb and being born again. Again, Jesus says to him, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. How can these things be? Nicodemus says. Still, he doesn't understand. Jesus says, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? It wasn't that Nicodemus was an unbeliever. It's not that you're an unbeliever if you struggle with the words of the Athanasian Creed and what they mean. The text says clearly that Nicodemus did believe that Jesus was a teacher sent from God. He wanted to understand and believe what Jesus had to say. So what did he do? He went to the source. He went to the very living Word of God, to Jesus. And he learned the truth. Baptism does save. Jesus saves through baptism. The benefits of Jesus' cross are one for everyone, but they're specifically given to you when you are baptized. By your baptism, you are connected to Jesus' death and to his resurrection. By your baptism, the perfect life that belongs to Jesus becomes your life. That is the answer to these difficult words in the Athanasian Creed. The perfect life that is Jesus's becomes yours. No one can be saved by their good deeds because there is no one who does good. There is no one who is good except God alone. Everyone does evil, and everyone who does evil and sin deserves death. For the wages of sin is death. So who then can be saved, since no one is good and all sin? Who can stand up, as this creed says, and give an accounting concerning their deeds and hope to enter into the kingdom of heaven? With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. If we are to be saved, it is all God's doing. If we are damned, it is our own doing. You know good and well that by your works you deserve death. You are damned and belong in the eternal fire. But Jesus traded places with you. He took up your cause as his own. You see, it's not your works that are going to be judged on the day of judgment. It's Jesus' perfect works that are judged and then attributed to you as though you did them. And the judge speaks and says, you are not guilty. Enter into my eternal joy. That is the great transformation or transplacement. This is when God trades places with his people. He sends his son to die that you don't have to die. In the same way, the Athanasian Creed seems to say that your salvation is up to you. St. Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But he doesn't mean that you should work to earn salvation. He goes on to say, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. It is Christ at work in you. It is Christ who does good works in and through you for your neighbor. It is Christ who makes you a new creation. It is Christ who gives you new birth by the water and the Spirit. It is Christ who writes his name on you. It is Christ who covers you in his own blood. It is Christ who gives his life for you so that you can live. Christ does it all. The accounting of your deeds will say one thing: Jesus Christ, my Savior. If you look to your own works and try to earn salvation, you will miss Christ and lose the kingdom that he offers. If you dismiss what Jesus teaches, you will reject the Catholic faith, the only faith that teaches the truth of the triune God and his saving work for you and for all creation. And if you reject this truth, the only truth, then you reject the only God who can save you. There are many that claim to be Christian who no longer confess this creed or either of the other creeds either as the truth. There are many blind guides and uneducated teachers who do not understand these holy things of God. They're not all unbelievers, but they teach and lead astray. They look and they teach salvation by works. They misunderstand the Bible. They say that you must do something to be saved, that you will be judged by your works, by your own sweat, and by your blood. They point to here, your heart, and to your feelings. They do not take you to the source, to the living Word of God, where the answers are found. They hide their own ignorance by saying wise things like doctrine doesn't matter, or deeds, not creeds. But they don't know Christ then. They don't know his teachings. They don't know the teachings of the Christian church taken from the Word of God. And they are not only a danger to themselves, they are a danger to anyone who hears them. You didn't give yourself life. You can't save yourself from sin either. There is only one God who gives new life. Only one who saves from sin by water and his word. Only one who feeds with his own flesh and blood. Only one Catholic, universal faith that teaches Jesus Christ crucified for the salvation of sinners. There are many denominations, many Christians in those denominations, but there is only one church. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to die for her, to die for you, his bride, the church, to take away your sins. And by his blood, your sins are forgiven. Because the Holy Spirit is constantly pointing you to Jesus Christ and to his sacrifice on Calvary, because he is at work in you, putting sin to death and bringing forth new life, when the day of judgment comes, you will stand with Nicodemus and confess Jesus Christ as God and Lord. You will be judged by his works and not your own. And you will enter into eternal life with your Lord. This is the Catholic faith. By the Holy Spirit, you do believe it. And by Jesus Christ, you are saved. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he has shown his mercy to us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.